Greg Ehrenberg here from Odd Chopper, and I'm here to break down the best bets from Friday's MLB slate. And I want to hear from you guys as well. Leave a comment below. Let me know your favorite bets of the day, because I like to give away some free stuff when those bets hit. And plus, I like to engage with you guys and see what you are interested in. So with that in mind, shout out to Trisha Kringle, who yesterday she picked the Red Sox and the Blue Jays to win. And both so did it pretty easily. The Red Sox scored a million runs off Dallas Keuchel yesterday. The Blue Jays, they got to Shohei Ohtani early, were able to put up some runs on the board. So both of those teams won. And as a result, Trisha, you get one free week of our Osmo Premium Betting Discord. To get set up with that, either DM me on Twitter, or you could go email support at osmo.com and they will get you set up. So all you guys have to do for a chance to win is leave a comment below with your favorite bets for tonight's slate. I'll be picking out some winners and giving away some free subscriptions. Also, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Let's talk about Friday's games. I'm starting us out with the hottest dong pick of the day, and that's Rowdy Tellez plus 550 to homer. I've had a rough stretch with some of my home run picks lately, but I think Rowdy Tellez gets us back on track. Some stuff that's just kind of been out of my control with players getting scratched, so bet tickets getting voided, and then also stuff like last night where Shohei Ohtani leaves the game early because of a back injury, isn't able to finish. But Rowdy Tellez is going to come through for us today. I have a good feeling, plus 550 to homer. I like his matchup against Dakota Hudson. And if you look at the numbers, Dakota Hudson looks good on the surface with a 3.6 ERA. But you dig a little bit deeper and you see this is a pitcher who's benefited from a lot of good luck. A 3.6 ERA, but a 4.91 FIP, a 4.8 XFIP. So there's been good luck with stuff like a 256 BABIP, but I don't expect that to continue. A 77.4% strand rate. So Dakota Hudson hasn't been quite as good as the numbers indicate. And then Rowdy Tellez has been one of the better power hitters on the Brewers this year. So he's somebody I think we could take advantage of this plus 550 number with. Rowdy Tellez, a 126 WRC plus this year. He's hit 9 homers. I have hit a couple of home run props with Tellez. So he's been one of my most faithful guys this year. I'm going right back to the well. Rowdy Tellez plus 550 to homer. He's going to get me out of my rut. For my next pick, I'm going with Shane Bieber over 6.5 strikeouts. And while he is a pitcher I have some concerns with because of the shoulder injury he suffered last year, underwent surgery, his velocity has declined this year. At the same time, I think we have to consider that the results haven't been terrible this year. They've maybe been a little bit wanting, not what we wanted from him in terms of him being 2 years ago the best pitcher in all of baseball. He isn't that guy, but he's still a good pitcher and he's a positive matchup today against the Detroit Tigers for the year. 3.55 ERA for Bieber, 3.25 FIP. He does have a 24.1% strikeout rate. So once again, not the numbers that we saw a couple of years ago, but they're still not bad. And I think the books are kind of overcompensating, especially when you consider the last time that Shane Bieber pitched. He went up against the same Tigers team and he struck out a season high 10 hitter. So it's certainly not incapable of him to have big strikeout numbers against this Tigers offense. And we've got this number sitting at 6.5. In our projections over at Odd Chopper, we're projecting Shane Bieber for 8.3 strikeouts, which actually makes this the number one ROI bet on the entire slate. We have him with a 43% expected ROI, 74% win rate on this bet. I think you could also take some of the alternate numbers. I've seen lines like plus 1,100 for Shane Bieber to have double-digit strikeouts today. So there's some good alternate lines here. I want to take advantage of Shane Bieber in the matchup he has against the Detroit Tigers. And it's something people are also going to look to do for DFS. He's the most popular pitcher on the slate. And it's also a reason I think we should consider liking the over strikeouts here. 6.5 is a low number against the Tigers. While we always do our best to give out the best betting advice possible, and I think we give out some good plus EV bets on our YouTube channel, the best way to actually make money in the sports betting industry is by just taking advantage of sign-up offers. And if you sign up at BetMGM right now, they're going to give you $200 for free. This is what you have to do. You sign up using the promo code OSMLB, or you sign up using the link in the description box below. And then if you bet $10 on any MLB money line, they give you $200 for free. So those are the only steps you have to follow. Don't give up a chance for free money. It's hard enough to make money in the sports betting industry or DFS as is. But take advantage of free money, because that's a free, easy way to make money. There's no way you could go wrong with that. These offers aren't going to last for long, so take advantage of it now. For my final pick of the slate, I'm going with Garrett Whitlock for over 4.5 strikeouts against the Baltimore Orioles. And Whitlock has been a very impressive young pitcher for the Red Sox this year. And one of the concerns coming into the year with Boston was just going to be the depth of that starting rotation, particularly after Chris Sale got hurt again. But Garrett Whitlock's been a really nice addition, and certainly with the Red Sox offense coming along now, it looks like they're getting themselves back into the playoff picture. But we're really looking at here with Garrett Whitlock is the strikeout upside, because that's what I'm taking, is over 4.5 Ks. Well, he's a 29% K rate this year, and he's going up against a fairly weak offense in the Baltimore Orioles. In terms of strikeouts, Orioles are right in the middle of the league. They have a 22.9% K rate against right-hand pitching. So not a great or bad strikeout matchup, but once again, Whitlock has been a really good strikeout pitcher. And if you look at some of the other starts he's had this year, he struck out as many as 9 hitters in a start against the Los Angeles Angels. Their strikeout upside here, just like I said with Bieber, I like some of the alternate lines. And we get plus money on Garrett Whitlock to have 6-plus strikeouts, nearly plus 200. So those alternate lines are also pretty appealing looking here for Whitlock. But the strongest play here is over 4.5 strikeouts against the Baltimore Orioles. I really like the arm talent that we have in Garrett Whitlock. So to sum up Friday's slate, these are my 3 favorite bets on the board. Rowdy Tellez plus 550 to homer, Shane Bieber over 6.5 strikeouts, and Garrett Whitlock over 4.5 strikeouts. Those are my favorite bets, but I want to know what your favorite bets are. And whatever they may be, we welcome them in the comment section. Home runs, player props, pitcher strikeouts, no runs in first inning, money line, run line, whatever it might be, I want to hear from you. Leave a comment below. What are you betting on today? Also on the way out, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and of course, good luck and have a great weekend, everybody.